Hello, and welcome to the 8-Bit Podcast. And this is Gaming Monthly for October. October was an exciting month, and as much as there is to talk about, I decided that I wanted to take the Blizzard discussion and put that into its own thing so we could give actual detailed insight on it. So for this month, I'm going to go through kind of quickly just to kind of get it done. I will give thoughts on everything, but nothing too insane today, and I am alone, so be sad for me. So, Red Dead Redemption 2 has launched on PC, and, well, it isn't good on PC. Not yet, at least. It has a ton of issues. They updated their PC launcher for Rockstar, but that hasn't helped, because, I mean, as nobody should be surprised about, the Rockstar launcher sucks. I mean, we kind of called it, but it's just unfortunate. You would think that such a high-profile game would come out with them being prepared on what they wanted to do and how to make it the best it could be. I mean, it was at the top of Twitch, the top of Mixer, but doesn't matter to them because money, money, money. But where it gets really interesting is because if you pre-ordered it on PC, you got gold bars, you can't actually refund that. So if you bought the game that currently is barely working and you're like, you know what, I don't want to wait for it to be fixed, I want a refund. If you pre-ordered it, you can't. So fuck you, I guess. But hey, Minecraft Earth, that early access is coming to United Kingdom and the other countries. So if you're an American, no blocks for you. Rocket League is making a very big step in the microtransaction positive direction. You can now trade its sort of loot boxes, which is something that people have always wanted, because the logic behind wanting it is, if I buy it, why can't I give it to somebody else? I bought it. I mean, the counter argument or the devil's advocate point is, well, then they don't buy it. But it doesn't really... It looks like that on paper, but with how gamers tend to be, that's not how it works out. The perfect example of that exists in the open, and that's Warframe. I mean, I have friends who have been like, you know what, I'm not playing Warframe anymore. I'm going to give all my stuff to my friend, and he's going to have the time of his life. And that friend who got all the new stuff became addicted to Warframe. So clearly it has its upsides. So, and big, big, big news for Twitch... potentially losing another gigantic person after they already have lost in 1 month Shroud, King Gathalion, and Courage. Shroud and Gathalion to Mixer and Courage to YouTube. Amazon is snatching up Critical Role's animated series to be a Prime exclusive, which, if you think about where Critical Role started with Felicia Day, that's just absolutely ludicrous that they've ended up being a Prime exclusive animated series. That's so insane. Twitch, for nerds, for D&D, however you want to look at it, it's insane and exciting. But in streamer news, YouTube streamers have another way to make money, but it involves selling stickers. One of the weirder things going on, I won't lie to you, but it kind of just, the sticker packs are, they're like, they can be animated, they can be whatever you want it to be within, you know, guidelines. They'll be offered in several different languages. It's just another way for their creators to earn, which is YouTube trying to keep up with Twitch and Mixer that have a million different ways you can earn money. I mean, could be worse, could be better. It's one of those things where YouTube's going to do what they can. Death Stranding is getting strange reviews. It seems like it's either hated or loved. But the way I look at it, and obviously I haven't played it yet, the way I look at it is, if you see a game getting reviews by journalists who tend to give more detailed reviews. The example I will give here is there's a few journalists I follow who aren't, they do their reviews for fun. They don't, their jobs are something different, and they kind of just post the reviews just to get their own personal opinion out there. And then there's somebody like IGN who gave it a 6.7, I believe. And with a game like that, and with how Hideo Kojima puts his art forward in his games, just play it for yourself and look at the critics' opinions as showing you that the game is unique. It's going to be one of those weird games where I don't think a review can ever do it justice. And again, look no further than most American review companies giving it sixes and sevens, and Japan, it's basically a perfect game. But what's interesting on the topic of Hideo Kojima is he might be going into filmmaking, which would be strange, but he's ready to make 90-minute cutscenes into, you know, movies. Like, he already, I mean, honestly, Metal Gear could be a movie already. It could be condensed into a 2-3 movie saga and be fantastic, but let's just hope he doesn't stop making games, because we need Hideo. We need him badly. Really badly. World of Warcraft, Overwatch, Diablo, bunch of new Blizzard stuff, but I don't care about Blizzard. So if you like WoW, if you're ready for Overwatch with a new HUD that you have to buy entirely outright for barely any reason, and you want Diablo 4, that's going to be an MMO. I mean, have fun, I guess. Maybe. You're not going to have fun. It's going to suck. There's no way it's going to be good. I mean, I'd love to be wrong. Not going to be. Mixer dropped their subscription price to $4.99. They now match Twitch. Steam redesigned their library, and it's a fucking CPU hog, so good luck with that. Apex Legends has added a duo mode, so now they have like two game modes. So go nuts. Oh, I love having two game modes as being a selling point. Sony's PS4 console is now the second best selling console of all time. So they're doing a lot better than EA's NBA Live franchise that has now been X-nated. So, not really a point. But the good news from that is the NCAA is allowing college athletes to make money off their likeness, so we might get some college sports games back. And for the most part, EA always did fairly well with them, as well as 2K. They both did pretty good. So, that has a lot of potential to be very exciting. Ubisoft is trying to fix Ghost Recon Breakpoint, and I played it, and I'm here to tell you that the only way they could fix that game is you make a new one. And you give it out for free. And maybe you give me a blowjob to make up for it. Ninja Theory, Microsoft's amazing studio that they purchased after their incredible game, Hellblade. The sacrifice game with the fucking incredible Celtic warrior and the amazing sound design. Yeah, they're making more games to fight mental illness. It's called the Insight Project. And it's going to study the use of gaming, technology, and neuroscience. So, Ninja Theory continues to be incredible. I mean, is anybody surprised? I'm not. EA and Valve are partnering. EA Access is coming to Steam. And they're connecting friend lists. And there's going to be crossplay. But here's where you get screwed. If you bought a game on Origin, not Access or Library, if you bought a game on Origin, we'll use Mass Effect 2. You buy Mass Effect 2 on Origin, you do not get Mass Effect 2 in Steam. You have to buy it again. Where it comes into play is EA Access, where you get your Vault games as a subscription service. And again, EA Access, not the Origin Premier Access, where you get all the new games that come out and things like that. EA Access has like maybe 15 games, and they're not bad necessarily. They're just not the new games. You can't play Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order early, so no spoilers this time. But it will be on Steam. So if you hate Origin as much as I do, this is great news, because Origin really, really, really sucks. Death Stranding. Going back to it, we'll see it on PC in summer 2020. So if you're one of those that likes to wait for frames and resolution and, you know, RAM speed, summer 2020 is your time. Call of Duty Modern Warfare is out and a review is almost done, but it hasn't stopped its balance and crashing and cutscenes from having a lot of issues. And Activision Infinity Ward is slowly starting to push out some fixes, but it couldn't take any fucking longer, honestly. I haven't played it in like a week because it needs a patch, and badly. Xbox All Access is coming back, and if you don't know what that is, that's a financing option. This time it's going to be through Amazon. So if you want to spend $20 a month for 2 years or whatever it may be to get an Xbox, you can do that. And it might sound like a bad idea on paper, which it is, but there is some upsides to it. It is cheaper. You do get the Xbox Ultimate Game Pass, which includes Xbox Live and the Xbox Game Pass Fold, which, I mean, if you want an Xbox, it's a great deal. And when Xbox Project Scarlet comes out, you get to upgrade from your current Xbox that you're financing to the Project Scarlet for just a small fee. I think it's like $20 or something. So if you are an Xbox fan, it's fantastic. I just think it's fucking stupid. But, I mean, I'm also like a boomer for gaming. Bethesda, you suck. Nobody wants to pay $100 a year for private worlds in Fallout 76. And the fact that you slapped your New Vegas armor on top of it to make it more enticing is scummy. You're a scumbag company. You're slowly pushing away everybody that still wants to give you a fucking chance. So maybe you should pull your heads out of your Skyrim-sized asses and just try to make something good. Something. Is Starfield or whatever it is, it needs to be fantastic. It's not going to be. It's really not going to be. Fuck, that sucks. If you like watching Twitch and iOS, do not subscribe on the mobile app. You will be charged more, and the streamer does not make more. Just wait and go to a house, go to your laptop, go to your desktop, go to your grandma's house, go to a library, go to a Starbucks, go to a porn place, a brothel. I'm sure they have computers or Wi-Fi, and subscribe there. Don't waste money. And don't waste money if the streamer doesn't even benefit from it. It's not, it's stupid. Don't waste your time. There's a lot of Anthem news this month, but I could give less of a shit. The game's dead. Don't waste your money on it. Don't continue playing it. Just give it up. They're probably going to abandon it in less than a month anyway, so don't waste your time. And big October news that Derek's going to kill me for not getting to talk about, but Riot announced like 80 new fucking games, so that's cool. There's going to be hero shooters and there's a card game that's already out. There's tons of things, but I mean, I've never been a big Riot guy, but I'd like to be convinced. I'd like to, you know, I would absolutely love to get sold on, you know, anything and everything Riot. Like when a League first came out, I didn't really get into it, but I wish I would have, because it was such an incredible event for gaming, and it changed so much. But I mean, I don't know. I'm a gaming boomer, but I guess not enough of a gaming boomer. Stranger Things had a cool little event with Rocket League, and the reason I bring it up is Stranger Things has had a ton of crossover events with games, and they've had a lot of games come out, but I want a real Stranger Things game. I want like a horror experience or something. I want like Outlast with Stranger Things. I don't know why that market hasn't been tapped in on, but please, please tap in on that market. You will get so many wallets. I haven't even watched that much Stranger Things. So if a game came out to the style of Outlast, holy shit, you could have my wallet. Outer Worlds is out. I'm working on a review, but I take them slow, so I'm just going to tell you to buy it. It's great. It's Fallout New Vegas, but better. And it's not Bethesda made. And yeah, just buy it. Honestly, it's a waste of money to buy any Bethesda game and not buy the Outer Worlds. That's pretty much what I'm going to tell you. PS4 has 16 player parties now, so let the ear drum explosions continue. God, I will never be in a party that big. It sounds so horrendous. I don't know why anybody would want to do that. Who wants 16 people just screaming in their ears and their $20 headset microphones? God, that would suck. Ugh. Ugh. I'm disgusted. And that's it, unfortunately. there hasn't been too much more news. We're getting close. We're getting into the holiday season. There's going to be a lot more to talk about. It's going to be some release date changes, delays, new games, you know, everything that comes with the holiday season will come with us. So I'm Anthony. This was Gaming Monthly on the 8th-Bit Podcast. Thank you for listening, and try not to suck. Leave us a review if you like us, and we will see you next time. I'm going to go like... eat food, maybe. No, I can't eat food. I'll take a shot of ice cream just for you. Don't know.